are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:43 on Monday, March the 20th, very honored to be able to talk now live to the police chief of Eaton, Indiana. Jay Turner is able to join us right now. Officer Turner, I know that you and so many others are in the middle of the search and so on. What can you tell us that is recent and new this morning, sir?
Okay. Steve, thank you, first of all, for having us on.
Sure.
We are going ahead and conducting another search, which will take place. They're meeting here at 9 o'clock, and we'll be moving our search from about the area of the Iron Bridge in Granville up to what's called the Old Twin Bridges on the Eaton Albany Pike. Right now, we've exhausted several avenues of investigation, working with the state police, doing polygraphs, doing interviews. And we're still working with them. DNR had boats in the water. We've had helicopters, and we're going to have a fixed-wing plane today. So that's about where we're at.
Okay. All right, Officer Turner, I'm going to remind our listeners again that the search continues for 14-year-old Scotty Dean Morris, described as 5'4" tall, 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and last seen, I guess, on Thursday evening, right, officer? Is that
right around 8:18 p.m.
All right. Wearing black shoes at the time, red and black shorts, a white T-shirt, and writing on the front of that T-shirt. And Scotty is missing from Eaton, Indiana. I know that you've talked to our Brett Busby, reporter for WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio, over the weekend. And I know you have had a lot of help, but I imagine the worry and or frustration has got to be very, very high for you and so many involved, officer.
It is. I think this is a worry of all families, is having a child go missing. Right now, the only upside I see to this is the community involvement, the agencies that have assisted us, the community, like I said, the community involvement coming out when it was extremely cold and going out and searching. It certainly does make you think mankind's a good thing.
And we are very, very hopeful, Officer Turner, there will be a good end to this story. Is there anything at all that you would ask of the community at this point? For instance, for those that might be willing and able to do a in-person search, do you want that help, or would you rather not have that kind of help?
Steve, the reason we called the search off yesterday because we had helicopters with infrared in the air, and that would have kind of
defeated the purpose.
Their search. Yeah, defeated their purpose. So that's why we're back searching today. The number one reason we started, because we jumped on this real quick, the reason we started and have gone so fast with an investigation was because of how he was dressed and because of the weather.
Boy, it was so cold. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So cold. Is there any belief whatsoever that he might not be in the area, or is that just one of a million possibilities you're just not certain of yet?
That is one of many possibilities. If I could speak directly to Scotty or whoever he's with, I know this has gotten a lot of publicity, and I know that it's blown into something very, very big, and it's overwhelming. Don't think for a minute that's going to get you in trouble. If you're out there and you hear this, please contact 911, and we will get you. We've got things in place to help you and possibly the whole family unit.
Okay. Officer, we don't want to keep you from your important work. Jay Turner, thanks for the time. And please loop us in on anything that we need to do or say, or hopefully we have some good news to share pretty soon. Let us know whatever we can do at the radio station, okay?
I will, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you. Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner, live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. It's March the 20th, and the reason we do those time and date stamps within a live interview is there's a lot of podcasting that goes on. We don't want for somebody to hear this a day or three or nine later on our website, WMUNMuncie.com, and think that this situation is ongoing at that time. As we are now on the radio, it is ongoing, and again, we are looking, I'll repeat this again, for Scotty Dean Morris, a 14-year-old, white, 5'4", 150-pound male, brown hair, blue eyes, and is still being looked for. If you have any information, and as Chief Turner said, if anybody out there has any information and think you might get in trouble if you were to call and give some information, Chief Turner said, don't let that keep you from calling. 911, if that's the easiest to remember. This is a 911 situation. If you'd rather call the regular line at the Eaton Police Department, it's 765-396-3297. But again, don't hesitate to call 911 with any information or tips. Maybe you think you saw something, and that would be potentially helpful as well.